Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys, up about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the Ray Lucia Program. Lines open for Beeswax. If you want to get on board, it's all free. 844-RAY-SHOW. That's the number. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Those are also free. Guest hosting with me today, I am privileged to have the Mr. Gene Pastula in the studio.
Yeah, well, it's good to
That's
be here.
Bullshitting.
That's how we introduce you from now on.
I have a lot of really important things to say.
You do indeed. Yeah. Well, we do. I've got a lot of things to talk to you about a little bit later on in the program. But first, a congratulatory note, because I read this. I don't know where I read it, to be honest with you. It might have been the Wall Street Journal, one of the publications, the famous publications that I read all the time. I think it was the Wall Street Journal. New strategies for ensuring long-term care. Yeah. The staggering price also of long-term care from Next Avenue. What's interesting here is you were about 30 years ahead of your time, and I'll have you speak to that in a moment. But I want to start with this. Your confidence about your retirement, Gene's and others, is probably misplaced. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. With unemployment low and the stock market near record highs, Americans are feeling more financially secure these days. So they say, but a new survey reveals that some of that confidence is misplaced. What's the reason? Americans lack basic vital financial information about topics as to when they can claim their Social Security benefits, how much to pay for health care costs, Medicare won't cover, how much life insurance to buy, and the list goes on and on and on. Why? We've talked about this before. It's financial literacy. And most individuals are just illiterates. Isn't that right, Gene?
Yeah, well, I think that's...
I was being facetious.
Okay, all right, well, you were reading off of the page.
I'm reading, reading that part, okay?
I think it's like cooking, you know? If you ask most men, if they cook, they don't cook. I don't know how to cook, you know? I couldn't boil water. Well, cooking is not that difficult. All you have to do is have an interest and in learning a little bit, and it just expands from there. Same with finance, personal finance. It's not that difficult, but you have to be willing to pay attention and take it seriously.
Is it easier than boiling water?
No,
it's
I wouldn't
not.
Say that. Well, and if you get into, I want to make a fortune in the market, you probably,
Here's what the financial engines had to say. There's a persistent problem with financial literacy in this country. Poor decisions you make today can cost you for the rest of your life. I guess that's why you're in business, Mr. Pastuhl, and all those 6,000 brokers that you train from time to time. But Engines did a study, 1,000 American adults ages 18 to 65, and half of them say they feel more secure today about their finances than they did 5 years ago. But I think that's just, and you know the rest of it. In either event, still, they go on, only 8% knew enough to pass a 60% grade or higher 10-question quiz on a variety of topics. For example, about 65% of respondents didn't realize they can wait to claim their Social Security benefits till 70. I find this hard to believe, but then again, my frame of reference are the people that call me and email me from this program. And just everybody knows that you get 6 to 8% more by waiting, depending on, you know, how old you are right now, to claim your Social Security benefits. But they also underestimate their life expectancy. But I talked to a person in their, I guess it was early 60s a few weeks ago, and the guy says to me, he says, well, yeah, I think I've got another 10 years. And I'm going, what? You've got 10 years? If this guy in his early 60s only has 10 years, then Pastuhl is dead right now.
Well, thank you very much. No, you know, that's, he might have had a father that was died early or whatever. It could be a lot of
things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to die early. You know, with modern technology and so forth. Your
maybe
mother,
he's wishing he only
your mother
had
lived
10
until
years.
97, was
94,
it?
94, yeah.
I was at lunch with one of my good friends. We go out to lunch every quarter. She's a reformed lawyer, retired now, and she took care of her dad for the last 7 or 8 years of his life, and he ultimately died at 102.
Mm-hmm.
102. Fortunately, she's got a big old pension and a nice portfolio and was able to afford to take care of him in her own home. But she was the caregiver, and boy, you ought to have her. You ought to interview her sometime, because she's got stories up the wazoo to talk about. It was just really just a brutalizing emotional.
Some people live way past. Well, maybe this guy does the same thing. Maybe he just thinks 10 more years is fine with me and I'm done. You
maybe
know?
So. Sure. So they underestimate their life expectancy. Almost 3/4 of the surveyed respondents didn't know that a typical 65-year-old man is likely to live to like 84, 85, and women 87. And what they also don't understand, that you do understand, is if you make it to 84, your life expectancy isn't over. It's not like you go call Dr. Kevorkian and you call it quits. Somebody that makes it to 84 is very likely to make it to 90.
Well, so, and that's when his expectancy is at that point.
Exactly right.
Average.
Other questions on the quiz. How many months of living expenses should people generally set aside for an emergency fund? This seems pretty basic. But, of course, 3 to 6 months is what we generally suggest. And this one blew me away. How much someone who takes out a $20,000 loan at 20% interest, like from your credit card, what does that amount to? If it was all due and payable in 4 years, how much will you owe? And people didn't realize that the answer was something north of $40,000. A $20,000 credit card bill that you make minimum payments on, you'll never pay off, basically, is what they're saying here. So what do you have to say about all this, Mr. CFP?
Well, that's back to what I said earlier, that they don't pay attention to that sort of thing. And very honestly, I think most of it is because they don't think that they can learn or know about that. It's too complicated, so they don't even listen. They don't even take interest in it, even though if you really ask them, they'd like to, you know, they'd like to be more knowledgeable or more capable or whatever, but I couldn't, you know, that's just beyond me. You know?
Well, you know, I get these crazy political emails from you all the time. Some of them aren't so crazy, but many of them are. And, of course, you know, we're talking about tax cuts and all this stuff right now. But I read this from an actuary, a smart actuary who actually can communicate, because most of them sit in their offices and do calculations. This guy, Steve Vernon, writes for Money Watch. He's a pretty smart guy. Here's what he said. For older Americans who are approaching retirement with inadequate savings, spending less might be a logical decision, and apparently that's just what they're doing. Consumers age 55 and over reduced their spending on consumer goods during both the 2015 and 2016 years, according to a recent report from J.P. Morgan. Now, cutting spending to enable more savings and to become accustomed to spending less in retirement makes sense for this group, but decisions that work for individuals might not bode well for the overall economy. What he's saying here is, the good news is people are cutting back on spending in retirement because they want to save
more
money.
They want to help the economy.
And the bad news is economic growth is going to be stuck at this 1.5 to 2% because the baby boomers entering retirement aren't spending money. You're not buying it?
Well, so are we supposed to change?
I mean, what's the point? I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting observation.
Well, okay, so people would expect the stock market to continue to grow if you have a GDP that's growing at 3.5%, but at 1.5%, maybe it's met its match.
Well, again, so, you know, should the baby boomers start spending like crazy in order to keep that? Or, I mean, it's just what it is what it is. And now,
when we come back from the break, I want to ask you, as a planner, what are you doing to help people mitigate the risk that the market doesn't potentially do what it's supposed to do because baby boomers aren't spending?
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, Gene Pastula will tackle that. Again, I may have my own opinions, but I'll save those to discredit whatever he says, because whatever he says might just be, hit it, boys. just stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show, 844-RAY-SHOW, if you want to talk with Gene. It's 844-729-7469.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You know, I have covered many times on this program the fact, and it is indeed a fact, that individuals that are approaching retirement and are in retirement spend less money. And as a result, I have discredited many of these retirement calculators that automatically compound your spending at 3 or 4% each year for inflation. Not because I don't believe that there's retiree inflation, because there is. That is a fact. That's a proven fact. And retiree inflation, as measured by the CPI-E for, well, they call it for the elderly, but it's for the experimental. It's an experimental rate. But it just basically proves out that in retirement, your costs, because of housing and healthcare primarily, go up at a faster clip than pre-retirement. But the mere fact that you spend less money offsets those increases. And that true, that is also true. And Steve Vernon wrote about this. Here's what he found, or at least the researchers found, that at the end of 2016, annualized spending by consumers age 55 and over dropped by 2.9%, a significant reversal from back in 2013 when it actually increased by 2%. So in a fairly short period of time, and I don't necessarily know why, I don't think they know why either, but I think it has something to do with the fact that 10,000 people are retiring on a daily basis. And once you hit retirement, in particular if you're on a fixed income or you're spending your own money, it's like the study I'll talk about next hour that says if you spend your credit card money, you spend 18% more than if you spend cash. Well, the same thing is sort of true, I think, or at least you can relate to that when you're in retirement. If you're getting a paycheck, a regular paycheck, each and every month, then you tend to spend more than when you're dipping into whatever you've saved up. And since I've been experimenting with spending cash, I can say, not anecdotally, but in reality, I spend a lot less when I'm whipping out cash than when I'm whipping out my credit card. And I mean, the beneficiary might be Jeannie and I. The loser on that may be the tip that I give at the restaurant. Maybe instead of 30%, I give 18 or whatever. In either event, Gene Pastoul is a certified financial planner. And Gene, what I haven't talked about necessarily is what that impact may be. Assuming it's all true, and I know that it is factually true, that as people age, they spend in nominal terms less money. And that's backed up by all kinds of data, by the way, about 2.5% per year less, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and so forth. But we haven't really addressed that from the standpoint of stock market returns and so forth. What's your take on that as a CFP?
Well, the interesting thing is to look at, especially as you're aging, as the individual is aging, that you're right. I mean, I haven't bought a new suit four or 5 years. But you're the only one that does, because look at, you know, I mean, who can keep,
hard,
up, with, who can keep up with that?
It's hard to look this good.
Certainly. No wonder you get up at 3 in the morning.
I do.
Anyway, but you do. I mean, it's the inflation that seniors, for example, the experience is a lot different than what a younger person does, because most of the things that a younger person is paying for or buying, the person who's retired and living in the last part of his life is not doing that. But his medication bills go up, his doctor bills go up, and the like. So that's an important thing. In any event, so the idea is to look at where your fixed expenses are, where the money the expenses that are never going to change, at least never going to go down, most likely could go up. Might, if you're renting, your expense of renting is going to go up unless you move. If you're, you have utilities, they're always going up, et cetera. But to be able to find a way to cover the basics of your expenses, of your cost of living, and then you can apply a portfolio to that stock portfolio and the like, that can help with the increases, and you have more control over it. But if you're just got this pile of money there, and you're trying to figure out every year or every month what percentage of that you can take, you drive yourself crazy.
This fellow Steve Vernon, the actuary that I was talking about, has written about this, and I don't have time to get into everything that he said, but I believe that he's in your camp. The safety first camp. Remember, folks, I've talked about the safety first approach, which I'm also in favor of, versus the probability based approach. And what comes to mind usually is this whole idea of annuities, which Gene is an expert in, and the fellow that's on TV that says, I'll never buy an annuity, I'll never sell an annuity, I hate annuities, that guy, you know, he's a billionaire money manager. And I was just relating this during the break. You and I talked about this. If a person buys a life annuity, they might pay a one-time fee to a broker or whatever. What is it, like 3% or something like that, right?
Actually, the insurance company will pay the fee.
The insurance company will pay it. But they get a lifetime income, and Steve Vernon, the actuary who does these calculations for a living, said that's actually something you should do. Cover your essential expenses with guaranteed income from Social Security, pensions, and annuities, and then do the stock diversified portfolio thing, the probability-based side with your portfolio to cover the non-essential costs.
Yeah,
explain why that's
just
a good thing.
Well, I just read that guy's, his brochure or pamphlet. He sent it.
Oh,
to
that
me,
guy that's on TV.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. And I read the thing all about how bad the annuities are. And item by item by item by item through the entire thing, he referred to what would be the worst possible product that one could buy. You know? And in fact, none of that would be true if you're actually looking and say, well, I don't want this to be true, no problem. We can do that here. I don't want this to be true. And you just, and there's tons of annuities that would be picked that would alleviate all of that. So what was your question?
Well, it doesn't matter. I was just talking about the spending and retirees and the fact that there's this probability-based thing, and then there's this thing, called safety first. And for those of us that have had real life experiences where people sit down with you, not as a money manager, but people sit down and say, you know what, I don't want to be eating dog food if I ever do make it to 90.
Yeah.
Then you have to go with a safety first approach, because you don't know what's going to happen. And my point was, if older Americans, and we're dominated by this baby boom population, if indeed they're going to be spending 2.5% less, which the academic studies tell us they do, then what does that portend for the stock market going forward? I don't know the answer to that. But stick around with Mr. Pastula, because I do want to give him a compliment, because he was 25, 30, maybe 40 years ahead of his time. I'll explain why when we come back. He's a smart guy. You ought to talk to him sometime. Go to safemoneymonitor.com or give him a call at 800-809-6783. He'll help you make much, much better money moves. SafeMoneyMonitor.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven. Easy living.
Gene Pasula, my special guest and guest host for this hour of Money Power on the Ray Lucia program. If you'd like to get in contact with Gene, he's a super, super good guy. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Don't let him convince you otherwise, because he really is a good guy. 800-809-6783 is also a lot of fun to tease. But, Gene, I do have to compliment you. I'm reading Jay Korn here, Donald J. Korn. New strategies for ensuring long-term care. Emily Gernon writes, the staggering prices of long-term care. Well, Emily is pretty much saying prices are going through the ceiling for traditional long-term care policies. Donald J. Korn is saying the old way of funding long-term care, the way that I funded it 10 years ago, is passé. The new way, and I chuckled when I heard like the new way, because you started this like 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I used to talk to Donald Korn about it, too, and he wrote a couple articles.
Really?
Yeah.
So you really do know Donald Korn?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a financial writer, writes in a lot of the industry magazines and stuff like that.
You're my hero. Do you know Emily Gernon?
I do not know Emily.
You know Ray Lucia?
I do.
That guy on the radio and television.
Yeah. I'm 2 out of 3.
Here's what he says. Many people don't want to use traditional long-term care approaches. And they went on to look at the number of traditional policies that were sold, like in 2016 versus 2011. And it's stunning. When you look at the life insurance long-term care combos compared to, and I don't know what the metrics are, it doesn't matter, 228 versus 3,600. I mean, I don't know what times that is, 15, 16 times more policies.
Well, I mean, you have to give a little bit of credit to the fact that the what we call linked benefit, the life-based products, you know, are newer, and we developed them in 1987, but I guess we didn't really go real fast and in informing the world.
Well, I have to say you and I were ahead of the game, because you helped me write a chapter in my very first book, which I worked on, by the way, in early 2000. I don't think it came out through 03 or 04.
Yeah, well, we had been doing it at least for 10 years before that. Yeah, but it's like back to the conversation we had in the last segment. If you're not paying attention, people don't pay attention. You got to tell them 3 or 4 times, so anyway, it's taken a while, but that has been that approach has been the most popular and is fastest growing.
Here's what Donald J. Korn, your friend, had to say. The main reasons that he calls it asset care products are more popular, the hybrid, if you will, life insurance and annuity policies, have guaranteed premiums, offer lifetime benefits, and provide for money for beneficiaries if the client never needs long-term care. They go on to talk about the money-back guarantees and so forth. All of the stuff that you pitched me on 30 years ago.
And he's talking about it. He's talking about one of the companies that we represent. We represent them all if we need to, but they obviously, you know, got, you know, to him and said, you know, it's time to tell the world about this again, and so he's doing it. But yeah, and that's a particularly excellent. The carrier is good, and they've been doing that product for a long, long time. So
your recommendation for individuals that are watching the program on television, sitting here listening on the radio, and so forth. Really amazing, I think, situation that you invented. What are you going to tell them today?
Well, just to follow up to Donnie's article there in that particular product, for example, think about it. If you could take money that's sitting in a CD or some safe place that you have it as an emergency, that's not, obviously it's not getting much interest now, you know, it's not very exciting, but you could move it to the insurance company and say, and they would say, you give us, and we'll use $100,000, could be 50 or 25 or 150. $100,000, and we will give you a life insurance policy that would pay out $200,000 ultimately a death. All right. And in the meantime, the cash that you put in there is always available back to you. All right, you can get that back anytime you want, but if you leave it there, it'll be worth this much. But if you need money for care before you die, which is very common, you can also tap the $200,000, and it'll, you know, and we'll use that to help you pay for cost of care.
Tax free.
Now, the beauty of that is, and that'll be whether it's you or your spouse, either one of you. Okay? So by just moving that, you've created a $200,000 pot of money instead of $100,000 plus a little bit of interest each year to pay for convalescent care. All of it's tax-free, and it's totally guaranteed. It's not going to change. Now, for you and your wife. Now, for an extra few thousand dollars a year, $1,500 per person, if you will, we will continue, the insurance company will continue to pay benefits for as long as either one of you live, for your entire life, if you need it for long-term care. So with basically just moving money from one place to another, we used to talk about left pocket, right pocket, whatever, but by simply moving your money to a different asset that's very safe and secure, I know that, I've been doing business with these people for 25 years. First of all, you leverage that. Even if you never need it, when you and your wife have passed away, your kids will receive a couple $100,000 tax-free, in my example. But if when either one of you need the care, now the odds of one of you are pretty high.
Very high, 70%.
Yeah. And it's I've been doing this a long time. It's not unusual to see the second person, you know, follow into a long-term care situation.
Well, especially if they took care of the first
person.
Yeah,
just the stress of it,
sure,
you know, kind of ages you fast and all the rest of the stuff. So you have literally an unlimited benefit for long-term care for as long as either you or your spouse are living.
Now, when you say unlimited
care,
benefit, what does that mean?
It means for the rest of your life.
And how much do you get from that $200,000?
Well, in the case of the $200,000, the monthly allowance per person would be about $4,000 a month. About $6,000 a month.
$6,000 a month for each, my wife and myself, forever?
Yeah.
That has to run out at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you do.
Seriously.
No.
Now, that's a little different than the one we normally
talk
about.
Exactly. And because it's a little more complicated, you know, to do on a 10-minute segment. But the point is that there is a whole variety of these things that that people can use to... I have one that I talk about more and more all the time, of an individual, 70-year-old man, that was, his daughter was bugging him about long-term care and getting insurance. He was a widower, and he says, Gene, I don't need long-term. He heard me on your show, and this has been a couple years ago, and he says, but she's on my case, and he says, I heard you on Ray's show, and he says, it sounds like a really good idea. And what we did was we took the money that he was paying for, or was receiving as a required minimum distribution, netted the taxes, because he says, I don't, you know, we were talked about that, and he says, no, I don't need it, and for to live on. We netted the taxes, and then we came out with like $12,500 after tax each year. Actually is going to grow each year. But we set up a life insurance policy for him that, and he's 72 years old, he doesn't need life insurance per se, but we set the life insurance policy up that was $280,000. So when he put the first $12,500 in, he had a death benefit of $280,000. But the $280,000 could be used to pay for his long-term care. So he knew he wasn't going to need it. I'm not sure how he knew that. But
he talked to God.
Maybe he did. But basically, he satisfied both problems. Look, it. I really want my daughter to have the money that I've got.
It was $12,000 a year?
$12,500 a year at 72 for
$300,000.
Yeah, exactly.
So if he kicks off tomorrow, that's a heck of a rate
what a
of return,
huh? Yeah, exactly.
But even if he kicked off at the end of his life expectancy, that's still not a bad rate of return.
Actually, I figured it out. At 94, if he died,
well, that's well beyond his life expectancy.
I know. His rate of return was like 4.5% tax-free.
Yeah, well, you can't buy a muni bond for that.
No. It's all very, I mean, it's financially sound, particularly if you had, and you're in average good health at that age.
Folks, you want to call Mr. Gene Pastuhl and learn about this. He's got all these tricks up his sleeve. He just pulled another one off on me. I've been interviewing him here on this program for 5 years, 10 years. I don't know how long it's been, but I've known him for 30. 800-809-6783. See if something like this might work in your portfolio. We'll be back.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Once again, a special thank you to my pal Gene Pastula for guest hosting today with me. He's a really, really bright guy. And as I said, a congratulatory message to him. Literally, I've known him for 30 years, and he pitched me years and years ago about this whole concept. And it wasn't until like the year 2000 or 99 or something like that when I actually sat down with him and learned about something that today is the most popular method for helping individuals finance long-term care, because it really doesn't take money out of their off of their balance sheet. It really doesn't. You take a lump sum in your balance sheet, it's there for emergencies and opportunities and so forth. You move it into your other pocket, it's still on the balance sheet, it's still there for emergencies and opportunities, but it also provides for long-term care. And then he came up with this other thing today that he says we've talked about before, but I certainly don't recall, where you can have a lifetime of benefits. And I think for people that are planning to live a long time and live a healthy existence, that can make a lot of sense. So go on his website, safemoneymonitor.com. Send him an email or call him at 800-809-6783. See if it fits into your particular financial and retirement plan. Okay, it's time for us to get to our emails, which I just got. In fact, I just had one come across. I just had Curtis run and get it. So hit it, fellas. Let's see if we can get to the emails here. This is Greg. Greg asks, I just earned income from a 1099 source in addition to my W-2 income. What should I do about estimated tax payments? Okay, now, When you earn income from a 1099 source, you are essentially self-employed, right?
Right.
And when you are self-employed, even though you've got a job somewhere else, when you're self-employed, you are subject to the self-employment taxes and so forth. Now, you are supposed to, Greg, withhold your taxes prospectively over the course of the year with any self-employed or 1099 income. So you're supposed to make a quarterly estimated tax payment. Now, that quarterly estimated tax payment for you is going to be due January 15th. Now, there's an easy solution to all of this, a couple of easy solutions. Number one is, since you're a W-2 employee on one hand and a 1099 on the other, you can simply increase your withholding from your W-2 wages to offset the tax bill that's going to be due on that income. Now, the other thing that's unclear is whether or not the Trump tax plan, if it gets enacted, will be retroactive to 2017. Or take place 2018. I hope it's retroactive because we could all use the tax relief. The rules are as follows. If you withhold this year 90% of what your tax bill was a year ago, and you're on pace to withhold that, you're not going to be penalized, all right? So it's not that big of a deal. It's 100% of your last year's tax bill or 90% of what you expect to pay this year or something like that. You can look that up online. But there's a safe harbor that you can achieve by making sure that your withholding is enough to cover your tax bill, that you don't have to put money into the tax payment, the estimated tax payment pot each quarter. So you're probably going to be just fine depending on how much you made. But the easy solution is, once you know what your self-employment income is going to be, go to your payroll department and just increase the amount of withhold you're taking out of your paycheck. There's still time to do that before year end so that you can pay the tax prospectively. That'll wipe out any potential you have for penalties. Mary is next. I have a cash value life insurance policy. I'm single. Should I keep it, cash out, or do a life settlement? Well, Mary, you didn't tell me how old you are, but a life settlement is where you essentially sell your policy to some firm that will deeply discount it and give you a check right now. That check may have a tax consideration. Usually not the best strategy. Usually it's a very poor return on the ultimate death benefit for you and a very good return on the amount that they pay for the policy to the buyer. Or else, why would they buy it? You know those commercials where the guys are on the bus singing about, you know, the cashing in your annuity? The same thing is true with life insurance. They want to buy a life insurance policy, a $100,000 policy. They want to buy it for $28,000. Because if you died the next day, that $28,000 turned into $100,000. If you died 10 years from now, that's still a whale of a return. If you died 20 years from now, then it's not as good a return, but it's still okay. And the law of large numbers work to their advantage. So I think you've got to look at it. You're single. Who are you owning this insurance for? You didn't say if you were a single parent. If you're a single parent, then I think I'm keeping the policy. You didn't say whether it was a cash value policy from a mutual company or a cash value policy from a stock company. That also has a difference because mutual companies pay dividends. And if you don't borrow money out, those dividends can represent a very, very good rate of return on the older policies. It could be 4, 5, 6%. So I wouldn't want to cash out a CD for all intents and purposes that paid me 5% today. So I just can't give you good advice here. If you have no need for the coverage, you're never going to need the coverage, and you need some cash right now, then maybe you could consider selling that policy for a value. But keep in mind, it will be worth significantly less than the actual value when you present value today to your life expectancy. You're going to get way less than your beneficiaries would get. Now, you don't have any beneficiaries. That money may mean a lot more to you right now. Talk to your financial advisor, Mary. I'm sorry, I can't give you better advice on that because I just need more information. So when you send me an email, folks, don't make them too long, but try to give me the kind of detail that I might need to do a little better job on the emails. Thank you much for emailing during the course of the show. Do appreciate it. Now I got to run. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
BizTalk Radio.